Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
By the time this comes out, I'll have gone to Toronto to see Auntie Donna.
Oh, nice.
On my daughter's birthday weekend. So I'm just going to...
Aw, is she going also?
Will your daughter be there?
Nope.
Okay, I thought maybe she was going with. All right, well...
Laughing a lot, hey, missing
but,
you.
But then she'll probably want to do her own thing.
She was given the option. Actually, what happened, guys, was...
Okay, let's hear it.
She wanted to do it, and then she decided she didn't want to do it. So then, you know, whatever.
She's busy. She's got so many social obligations.
I'm not a bad parent.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
Failure, what the damn is going on here?
You don't understand.
Exactly, that's why I fucking asked you, dumbass.
That's why we haven't killed you yet.
You fucking idiot.
Then let me go, and let me continue my work so that I can save my son.
Speak more on that.
Yeah, when my son got ill, the only thing that would keep him going was this potion that I could make from the something or other gland in the mushroom's head. I study them. I think they're wonderful. But they do eat shit, and they are gross.
That doesn't mean you can go around murdering them. That's a bad thing to do.
Hello, I'm Sporlin.
Hey, Sporlin, we found the baddie. I need you to follow me.
But she brings us gifts and lets us eat her poopies.
Sporlin, no. Should we talk to your boss?
I'm the kid. There's no other boss.
You did a big gasp when I mentioned the underground mother thing.
You found a trapdoor underneath the dinner table.
I gotta be honest, I don't actually know what I'm looking for down
clues!
Here.
Clues!
Okay, are there any clues, Michael?
This is a bad person that's been dissecting a mushroom man.
Are you my new mummy?
Jesus Christ. So strong, you're gonna get better, I know you will.
Oh no! Mommy said I would never get better.
Well, I mean, like, aren't druids like people of nature and you can like commune with animals and like, I don't
plants,
know, talk
sure.
to plants or some shit?
Yeah.
We're taking this kid.
We can have her continue to do the good work she does around. She does help us.
I can't do a lot for you. You've already done a lot of crimes, but your son is innocent. And I promise you that I will do everything that I can to get him in the hands of someone who can help him.
I guess thank you, but I'm telling you right now, I've tried everything, so... All right, so you leave town.
Yes, we...
With a new ward.
No. I want to drink the potion of longevity, please.
Whoa, you literally become younger.
I'm a young 49 years old. Ooh, baby. I got a dance. I got a dance. Look at me, I'm so much younger. Guys, do you see how my knees aren't cracking as much? But Michael, what happens to me when I'm 9 years younger?
You don't need your bifocals anymore.
Whoa.
You can read up close now.
A menu in a restaurant without bringing out his torch?
You know how to... It used to be that sometimes you would mispluralize things. Like, you would be like, I want a core beer, you know, when you meant cores and stuff like that. Now you don't do that.
Okay.
So you're slightly less uncool. I guess another way you could say that is you got a little cooler.
I'm a little cooler. Look, I can go down and only pop a little bit when I do a squat.
Huh.
Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
I love drinking random potions. It sure is a shame that lady's going to die.
Are you really younger? Let me check your prostate.
All right, let's go around here. Get in there.
That is smaller. My God.
Look at these balls. They're not hanging down.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I don't have any kind of urge to walk around naked in a locker room.
Yeah, I've shaved about that. Well, I mean, I still am 49.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. Good point. Yeah, we need to not go too far. You obviously still want to walk around.
This goddamn bitch didn't give me the goddamn senior citizens discount at Piggly Wiggly.
Goddamn.
Where's my mommy?
She's dead.
Look, kid, we went over this. Your mom's going to mushroom jail.
Yeah.
You're going to come with us.
Yeah. What? It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
She's going to pay her debt. She did some stuff that was not okay. by the, you know, laws and mores of the mushroom people. Mm-hmm. And
what's a more?
Your mother's a villain,
Anil.
Yeah, well, let's not get into it right now. The important thing is we're going to escort you to a different place where you're going to be totally safe, and we're going to try to get you a cure.
Yeah, as I told Rourke when she was a little girl, your dad is just around the corner at the ice cream factory. So come with us. We're going to take you to the ice cream factory.
Wait,
and
the ice cream factory is here?
Well, yeah, but it's a different one. Your dad is there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Don't worry about it.
Around the corner is where fudge is made, not ice cream.
That's right. The best fudge in the
land. Hey, let's go back around the corner and get some fudge real quick, okay?
What about milk and lemonade, though?
Here's my milk. Here's my lemonade. Squirt, squirt. Screech comes out all covered in white and brown stuff.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Whoa. Won't I get? Is there gonna be potions there? Aren't I gonna get sick?
Well, I mean, you're already sick, right?
Yeah, I mean, won't I die?
Everyone dies.
Everyone dies?
Yeah, we all die at some point.
Even my mommy.
But not real soon. You're welcome.
Selene, do you not sleep anymore? Are the spell slot prepared?
Actually, I do. Okay, it's a really good... Honestly, yes.
We technically, we don't know that he's not going to die soon.
I mean, hey, I'm telling you. We know what will happen if we leave him. He will die.
I actually...
Sure.
I don't have sleep anymore. I got rid of it. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, we're level 7 now, so
God that makes it. Sense.
Do we just have, like, some Benadryl?
It's okay. I'm not tired.
Okay. Hey, get on my shoulders, kid, and we'll
Michael, do melatonin gummies exist in this universe, or...?
There's probably, I mean, there's an alchemical lab here, so there might be some, like, I don't know what the fuck, chamomile or something?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, can I do, like, a medicine check to see if there's anything that's, like, potentially legitimately good for this boy?
You're trying to... Oh, you mean, like, to heal him, not to put him to sleep?
Right.
Because I was like, you're about to dime a tap him.
I'm sure, right, you know, she maybe made some crazy potions, right? But... in there, there's probably something good, right? Can I do a medicine check? I'm gonna roll it. And I'm 49. 25.
What are you trying to find?
In her murder basement, if there's anything that is decidedly less murdery and looks like that it actually would help the boy. Because, yeah, I mean, we're taking him on a bit of a hike. I don't want him to die. But, you know,
I mean, so look, I'm not a doctor, right? So I'm limited by my.
You can just say yes.
I hate saying yes, though. no good DM ever says yes.
That's so true.
You definitely find some stuff that you think is just generally, you know, is like a Flintstones vitamin.
Okay, perfect.
But nothing that's enough. Like, you don't know what's wrong with him, so you can't.
Exactly. For sure. That's a good descriptor. Yeah, I grabbed the Flintstone vitamins and things like, hey, does your mom have you take these? Shake, shake, shake. They're tasty.
Yes, I have those. Those are yummy.
All right, here, take two, and we're going to go on a little hike. Uncle Chuck and your three cousins are going to... We're gonna take you somewhere fun. There's a joke shop.
Is mommy coming?
No. She's coming later.
She's gonna stay here for a bit.
Yeah,
she's figuring things out with the mushroom people here, and you know, you'll be able to check in with her again eventually.
The ice cream factory has long and hard hours. It's a tough life, but you just have to be proud of your parent.
So
for. Being there.
Well, she...
And you can send them letters, though. They really like it whenever you send letters.
Yeah. Do you want to send a letter? Okay, I got, you know, it still works.
Well,
you won't get any letters back, but you can send it.
It's cathartic.
Will I see her tomorrow?
No.
No,
definitely not.
What about Wednesday?
Ooh.
Maybe Wednesday.
If you're good enough, you can see her on Wednesday.
Oh my god.
I want to create memories for this child. I want them to just never, just to think that they can never be good enough.
Nika, I was pretty nervous we were, you know, causing a fucking villain to happen. But if we make them constantly trying to win our favor, then they won't, you know, they won't have time to seek revenge.
Exactly.
And also, like, it's not our fault, right? Can we say that again? Like, Michael, I know you're setting up a moral dilemma. And you're right. Our actions are leading to this boy's mother's death. But she did a lot of murder.
I was gonna say, you know whose actions did that?
Hers.
Well, exactly.
Her actions. If he wants to come and get us later on in life, so be it. That's his story. And he can try. Bitch, try.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, grab some of his clothes, put him in a bindle, and I'll put him on my shoulders, Michael DeMauro.
A bindle?
Yeah.
That's like the thing at the end of a stick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say goodbye to my mommy?
No, you gotta be done with her.
Can we just tell him his mom's dead at this point?
That's a good question. Celine and Rourke, can you go look?
I can. We'll see what we can do.
It's not up to us.
That's not our choice, but I will ask.
To me. You know, you would have a birthday every day, Christmas every day, Sweetie's Day every day, but you know how it is.
Okay, can I turn into the kid's mom? We leave, and then I'll turn into the kid's mom, and then I'll come back.
I love this idea. Michael, can we do a little quick save right here, just in case, you know, the wrong...
the little safe scope?
pick the wrong...
I mean, I guess we could ask if they will let them talk. You know?
I mean, why would we do that? We have the perfect solution. It's just that it's Rourke doing it.
Celine's a little worried about...
Yeah, fair. let's have you stand on a hill and wave.
I do like that we didn't want to take this kid because we don't want to do more fucked up shit to a child. And we're doing way more fucked up shit to get rid of him.
Yeah, no, Bachman, I am literally trying to weigh that. Like, is lying in the short term going to be better? for this kid.
You should never lie to children. They know.
Listen, kid. Your mom's in jail forever.
We obviously can't tell this kid that his mom is going to be thrown into, like, a mushroom pit and slowly dissolve like a goddamn sarlacc.
I think we can.
That sucks.
Is that what's going to happen?
In a way.
I think Sporland was like...
I thought she was going to
poop forever. Oh my god.
What was the name of the main mushroom guy that we were talking to? Fungarum? No.
Sporland.
Sporland.
We have changed his name and the town's name a few times. Fungarum and Sporland are two good, important names.
Yeah.
So I would like to go talk to Sporland to ask him if this child could say goodbye to his mom.
I think we said it last week. Wrongest we ever got at part three.
Just three parts?
All the wrongest we ever got involve children, don't they? I know the first one was the mushroom kid.
I think so.
Yeah. Keep
us away from kids, man. I don't know what we're doing.
Michael, fuck you. Why do you like to put children in our mix?
Because you guys don't know what the fuck to do with them.
That's honestly the scariest thing you can do to us. Like,
none of us have kids.
Monsters. Wait.
But I have kids. It doesn't matter. I still fuck it up.
You're like, let's get this kid sunlight. Let's like put it up on the air or up on the surface so it can like thrive and flourish as a human or whatever this thing is. And the rest of us are like, who cares? Let's put them in the bar and lie to them. So
yeah, exactly.
This is a problem for Tuesday us to solve right now. It's whatever day.
It's Friday, us.
Hello, I'm Sporland.
Yeah. Hi, Sporland.
Hello.
So I know that we kind of worked out a deal earlier, you know, agreed that it was maybe not in the best interest of everyone if you absorbed Phelia and all the, killed her, whatever you guys were going to do down there with her. But the thing is, because we're taking her son to go be taken care of in Mindford, he wants to see his mom before he leaves, though. Would that be possible for them to see each other? Or?
Oh, are you going to leave this week?
Oh, well, we were going to leave soon.
What do you mean?
Like in the next hour or so, I think.
Yeah,
we kind of fed her a lot of mushrooms.
Oh. Okay.
And she's gonna be sleeping for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, weekend at Bernie's, or?
I think it sounds like it's weekend at Rourke's.
I was gonna say, Sporland. All right, good to know. Thank you. I don't know, Rourke, if you came with me. Like, okay, we're gonna do your plan.
Okay.
We're gonna do your plan. She's out of commission. I don't know what else to do. I think that's the only way.
You go back to where you guys were standing, and Rourke is standing there already dressed as her mom. She's like, as soon as you left, I know that you said you were going to do it, but I just thought...
Oh, my God.
I'm going to use polymorph and go in as his mom. Can I do that? Transform to a creature you can see? Can we get her to where she can see me?
She is a creature. Is this real?
She is a creature.
Nika, in 2 weeks, I wouldn't allow this.
So polymorph lets you turn into different kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is she?
I mean, she's a human.
Oh, it says it can't speak. Never mind. This was a terrible idea.
Yeah, because I think it's supposed to be a beast.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a beast?
I think it has to be an animal.
I mean,
it says creature, but whenever it says creature, like... Creature can just be anything within your range.
Yeah, you're right.
But the fact that it says cannot speak, I didn't see that until just now. So that
I have alter self.
There you go.
Now that's what we want, baby.
So we have a moment where we realize Rourke can't actually do it.
I try to turn into his mom, and instead I just turn into like a weird puddle, a platypus.
Yeah,
that's nude.
And I assume you try to talk and like nothing comes out. Yeah, like
you're a shaved ape. It's like, hey, it's pretty close.
Okay.
Parrots can talk.
Yeah, I can do this. I can definitely be someone.
The form can be any beast.
Oh, well, beast is...
She's kind of a beast.
So Celine goes behind something and does...
A mushroom.
Yeah, I go behind a mushroom shed and I... do my little spell to become his mom.
Is this kid's name again? You told us a few times. Falden.
Falden.
Falden's mom. So forth and so on.
She's shitting her pants.
She's shitting on the ground and she's doing so long.
Falden!
Mommy! There you are, Mommy!
Come here, my boy!
Oh, Mommy!
And I hug him!
Oh, Mommy, can you sing me the song you always sing me?
Not if you don't start first and I'll join in!
Oh, all right. Happy birthday to you.
That's your song?
Come on, let's go.
It's so hard to sing in unison over Skype like this.
Yeah, it is hard. There's a delay.
It's Zoom, I guess. Skype, I'm so old.
Yeah.
Well, that was a nice...
That was a real touching moment.
That was a nice song, wasn't it?
Yes. You're going to cherish this forever.
Now, listen to me.
Yes, Mommy. Mommy, come with us, Mommy. Mommy, please come with us, Mommy.
Oh, Falden, I wish I could, but I have things I need to do here, and you know what? This is going to be a great adventure for you.
Who will give me my potion, Mommy?
Oh, well, Miss, I heard that there's someone named Miss Rappa, and that she's going to be helping you with your potions. Yeah. And that maybe...
Rats, Mom. Is she a rat?
No,
she's much more than a rat. She's
it's
very
French.
Cool.
It's French. It's Rahma.
Oh.
She's a pretty cool lady, and I think we're gonna have a great time there. And these adventurers are gonna go off and help find a cure for you, and they'll be able to help the mushroom people too, which is what I'm staying here
big
doing.
Thumbs up from
that. I would love to be with you and go with you, but the only person that can help these mushroom people is me, and the only thing that you can do is go to Mineford.
Roll deception with advantage.
I cast guidance on you.
You did? 21. I have a really high deception.
That's a great roll.
All right, Mommy, if you say so, but are you going to come and visit me?
You know, there's a lot of work to be done here, so it may be a little longer than you'd like, but I will do my best to come visit at some point, and maybe you'll be able to come visit here too.
Are you going to come tomorrow?
Well, maybe not. It's a bit of a long trip, and you got to get settled in.
What about Wednesday?
Well, you know, we'll see, okay? We'll see. You'll be fine. You're not even going to be worried about me. You're going to have a great time. I heard that Ratma had, like, crazy dead animal heads up in her bar. What? That's cool, right?
Well, they're dead.
What? Yeah.
I think your mom has to go.
Oh, yeah, they're calling me. Oh, I have to get back to work again. Love you, sweetie. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, please, Mommy, don't leave me.
And then he hugs your leg.
Yeah.
Please don't go, Mommy.
Wow, look at that over there.
What is it? It's shiny.
I unlatch myself from him.
Shake him off.
Yeah, shake him off. Bye, sweetie. You're going to have a great time. You're going to have so much fun.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, chin up, little guy. It's going to be tough. You're crying is cool.
Celine, comes back from behind the mushroom shed looking very shell-shocked. Her eyes look a little more dead than they did before.
All right, gang. We gotta make good time. We got
to
go.
Yeah, let's get to it. Come on, bud. You jump on top of old Chuck's shoulders here.
Uncle Chuck's shoulder.
You're going to have the best view in the house.
And oi, oi.
He limps over and hops up on your shoulder.
I was going to say, I could, you've already obviously...
You've done enough.
I was going to say, I could summon my Hound of Ill Omen for...
No! The Hound of Ill Omen for this child? How is that a good idea? I can't believe when I said you've done enough, that turned out to be true.
Well, it'd be cooler. I don't know. Come on.
He's a spooky guy barking at his face, going commander on his ass.
You don't want to ride John Moxley? Come on. He loves it. He has a little, freaking saddle and everything.
No. I'm a parent, kind of.
That's true. All right, well.
Michael, we head back to Mineford. with this child in tow.
This fucking kid.
You realize you're not going to be able to make it quite all the way there. So you are going to have to set up camp along the way.
Okay.
Boy. Oh, God.
Can I do like a nature survival check to find a relatively safe zone?
Sure can.
15?
Yeah, you find a good spot. It's dry. It's easy to defend. And you can find some... You know, there's space to make, I don't know what you want to do. You can make fire if you want to.
And I'll also cast Yield Stone Shape to try to give us a little more defense and secrecy.
Nice. Yep.
Make a little cave.
Kind of like any potential weaknesses. Chuck forms a stone wall that comes on out, and it's real cool looking.
Sweet.
Comes out of the ground where Rock lives.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Could I roll maybe like a medicine to see if there's like a pressure point on this kid? Like
to knock him out?
Yeah, knock him out. I'm not trying. Listen, I got kids. I know that they get out of bed 8 times a night before they finally go down. And I'm scared.
There's a monster under my bed.
It's like, there's only one monster. It's fine. Yeah, I think we need to get a good night's sleep. We're going to get up and moving in the morning. Don't want to be burning daylight.
I mean, yeah, sure. If you want to knock this kid unconscious, yeah, roll medicine.
Ooh, 17. I have a plus one to medicine.
Yeah, you fucking choked this kid out.
Hey, Michael, that's not what he said.
I said pressure point. I did not say I was going to choke a child.
He's trying to do the Vulcan nerve pinch.
Yeah, he Vulcaned him. It's nice. It's good. He rolled a 17. That's a great roll to attack a child. What? I mean, this kid has no AC, right? Literally.
Yeah, you know what? I was just thinking, too, if you can, like, say an attack is going to be non-lethal, you should be able to say that normal things are lethal.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
This is a lethal hug.
Hey, say it.
Yeah, I choke him out lethally.
Yeah, I give him food lethally.
Kill this child.
I tuck him in and give him a little kiss on the forehead lethally.
Yes, exactly.
Are you setting up a watch?
Sure.
Oh man, I guess we got to.
I'll take first.
I'll go second.
Just what we need is to immediately get attacked with this kid.
Rourke, whenever you try to take first watch, it's like when you try to pay for your dad's meal.
Fine, I'll go to bed. I go to bed and then I take second watch.
It's going to go Chuck, Rourke, then whom?
One of the fucking humans. Who cares? They're Michael, they're useless. Who cares?
Let me go next.
Yeah, we'll have Celine go next because the sun's rising in the cave so that when Screech gets up, it's better.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what you mean.
All right, Chuck. Roll perception.
I'd love to with my Dracona Arita dice. That is a 24.
All right, your shift passes uneventfully.
I'm whittling, you know, trying to make this little kid a mushroom. And I'm like, is this going to have bad memories? I don't know. Then I throw it into the fire. And I wake up Rourke.
Hey, there's a fucking jackal out here.
What?
I'm kidding.
Jackal?
Yeah, hey, be careful. There's a jackal out there.
Oh my god. Okay.
I'm kidding. Good night.
Hey.
There's two guys. It's a jackal.
Roll perception, Rourke.
I rolled a 10 plus 5, 15.
Yeah, you don't hear any howling, but Faladin does start coughing. He's like...
I would have left out a note where the pressure point was.
If I see the note, I go give him a little extra squeeze, but if not, it just seems right to, like, put some moss lightly over his mouth to, like, dampen the cough.
Like a humidifier.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's choking on moss.
No, I said lightly, not pack it in there. Just lightly.
Okay. He seems to stop coughing.
Forever.
And then I add to the note at which time and how much moss I added to his mouth. Like a little lab chart.
So that way you can check if he eats the moss.
We know what it was, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe don't give him breakfast.
If he has a green mouth.
Yeah. I would like to roll a medicine to put something additional on there that seems like a new thing of his condition. I rolled a 4.
Sorry, so what were you trying to medicine?
So I just wanted to be able, because since the note is there, because Screech knew how to, like, put him to sleep, Rourke wants to also seem like they know something about medicine.
You want to feel like you're contributing.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, Rourke adds the moss, adds the note, and then would like to add an additional...
Smothering the boy with moss. That's not quite enough.
Yeah, so an additional note to comment on his state or maybe a treatment suggestion. I leave that up to you, Michael, because I rolled the 4.
You remember that menthol is often a thing. You can rub it on someone's chest.
Okay.
But then you remember you don't have any of that here.
Okay. I make a note for next shift. Add menthol to chest copious amounts. If a little is good, a lot is better. And then I go to bed.
Yeah, do you wake anyone up or
I guess. I don't know who's next, so I'm gonna wake up Screech.
Screech, it's your shift. It's time to watch.
Okay.
It seems too early to be your shift.
It smells like bullshit to me. I'll go back to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I shit over there, so it probably smells like orc shit more than bullshit. But, I don't...
That's an idiom, but now that you mention it, yeah, it does smell like real shit, too.
Sorry, wind's blowing the wrong way.
Okay. Alright. Yeah, okay. Alright, I'm getting up.
Yeah,
Nate. I hit Rourke with the same pressure point. This is my gift to you, so you have good dreams.
She loves it.
Hey, Bachman, can you go over tonight? I am not sleeping good, bud. I am not sleeping
good. can you roll perception, please?
21.
Okay, you realize that Thalden is suffocating on moths.
I would do finger sweep, scoop out the moss. Probably at that time I would notice the note, give like a sigh, cross out the shit about the moss, and then go back.
Mommy, is that you?
Pressure point.
You gotta roll medicine again.
At 15.
All right, you knock his ass out.
Okay.
Now what?
I mean, I'm on watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else happen? Is it about time to wake somebody else up?
Your perception. Again.
Ooh. 19.
The rest of the shift passes unaccountfully.
What's up?
But Thalden does. He's coughing still. Even though he's asleep. But that's your shift.
It happens. I go to wake up Celine, but accidentally pressure point. Then I have to go wake up Chuck instead.
Sweet. This rules.
Hey, guys. What's up?
It's your turn. I'm going back to sleep.
Wait, I went first. It's not my turn.
I pressure point myself.
All right. Fine. Whatever. 22 perception, Michael DeMauro.
Yeah, just a lot of coughing and wheezing. And that's all you get.
I get a wet rag. Or I get a rag, wet it with some of our water from our canteen, and put it on his little forehead.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? I know that cure wounds probably won't do shit. Lesser restoration won't do shit. I don't think Bane will do shit, but maybe later speak with the dead will help. But I'll save that.
All right, morning comes.
Woo. I don't feel so good.
Here, take your Flintstones gummies.
My head hurts.
What do you mean?
Mine too, buddy.
I took two turns.
Yeah, but you're young now. You can handle it.
That's a good point. I'm young. Wait, I'm young now, and I don't wake up at 5 a.m. the same way I used to. Uh-oh. I didn't have to pee as much as normal.
I don't know. There was like one part of the night that I don't remember at all.
Let's go sleep.
I remember waking Screech up.
Yeah, let's go sleep. Whenever you sleep, that's what happens. It's kind of standard. Michael, can we click the long rest button?
Yes. So yeah, Thalden does look worse. He looks worse today.
Yeah, Michael, I wish we could do something about it, but...
Because we cut off his blood supply repeatedly. Of course he looks worse.
The moss didn't help? You're not giving us anything.
The moss, Rourke, the moss was not... He almost choked on the moss. That was a bad idea.
What do you mean? No, it was working. He was coughing. I gave him the moss, and he stopped coughing.
Because he was dying. Because he was suffocating.
You put moss on the kid's face?
Yeah, because it would dampen his breath, so he wouldn't, like...
Uh-oh.
Cough. Uh-oh. I
did a bad job.
I'm not a cleric, okay? I don't know. I'm a very healy bard, but I'm not a cleric.
All right.
If they're coughing, that means that there's air. If they're not coughing, there's no air.
Yeah.
No coughing is good because they're quiet.
Let's agree to disagree. Let's not do the moss trick this time. I pick the boy up, put on my shoulders, and we make our way to Mindford.
We better get Lupin, because maybe like Rapha's got some some potions.
We make a poultice. Yeah, maybe we go a little faster, Michael.
Yeah, we're power walking.
I want to make sure you know, give the kid a lot of water.
Yeah, I feel like we're like I feel like I am starting to get nervous like watching him, because I'm like, okay, I thought it would be like we'd be able to get him there and be right. fine, and I'm starting to feel the guilt of like, oh god.
Right. As long as he doesn't die in our fucking hands,
we gotta get him. We have gotta get him to Mindford.
Hot potato, this little boy. Because we want to do our best, Michael. I know we're being flippant.
We got revivify, don't we?
I'm not gonna waste 300 gold on that shit.
Fuck that kid.
I give the child a sausage roll so they have food and are nourished.
Okay.
A safe one?
Michael, important mechanic question.
Yeah.
If somebody with a disease dies,
yeah,
and then you revivify, do they come back with that disease or they just come back alive?
I think revivify doesn't do anything but bring you back to life, right? Because like, if you get your head cut off and somebody revivifies you, your head's still cut off.
Well, it has to do some level of healing, because if like, if it's like, yeah, that's the thing. If your head cut off, is your head not attached again once you bring them back?
Well, no, I don't think you can revivify them if their head's cut off.
You touch a creature that has died within the last minute. That creature returns to life with one hit point. The spell can't return to life a creature that has died of old age, nor can it restore any missing body parts.
I mean...
But we have the missing body. We found them.
So it comes back to life, like the head would come back to life with one hit point.
Mm-hmm.
And that hit point would probably be lost right away because it's just a head.
Put it in a pickle jar, then... Yeah, that's weird. I don't like the idea that if someone chops someone's head off, you can't bring it back to life. I'm going to Google that. I don't love that part.
I mean, I don't think that's like... I mean, it's sort of the same question, but a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just wonder if we can like let this kid die and then bring him back and then he's cured. And it's like, that's...
Should we just kill this kid? And wait, no, it's a minute, but I don't want to spend the money.
But don't we have a lot of money?
Yeah.
But like, I feel like 300 gold is not a lot to us.
We don't have that much money.
I don't think we have like...
So I will say if Screech wants to do an Arcana check, maybe he would know the answer to that question.
Fucking love to do an Arcana check. But I do, as I'm thinking about it, I voice it out loud so that if I can't figure it out, maybe somebody else knows. 16. Good rolls tonight.
You're pretty sure that it wouldn't make the disease go away.
My other question about that then would be like losing all your hit points. You're dying of a disease. It's like an RP death.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring somebody back. Like, how much extra time does that give you? Like, at what point does it bring them back? To the moment before their death where they're just going to die instantly again?
I think if they die of the plague, they'd be fine. But if they die of a long bout of cancer... Now, that's a goddamn tough scenario.
I don't know.
Because I think it does heal you, obviously. Because it does.
It's kind of like what this kid's going through. It's like a long kind
of... If we could figure out, like, what his... if he's having, like, a bad appendicitis and we stabbed him and ruptured his appendicitis and then we revivified him, you know, it's right there. It's right there in the text.
The thing is, we should get to Ratma though, because she knows.
We don't stop to have this conversation. We're walking and talking.
Okay.
We ought to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time.
I mean, we're probably even walking and talking. And like, Chuck reaches back and goes earmuffs. Like, I mean, I don't think we should kill the kid to bring him back. But if he goes back, I don't know if it would work because look at him. He's all waifish.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta say, I hope Ratma knows something. I just feel like if anyone would, I think she would know something.
I've known Ratma a long time, and I'm quite concerned about your trust in her. But
it's not that I trust her. She's just been around and seen some shit.
That's fair. You know, we have all these new people in camp. Maybe someone knows it.
Yeah, maybe you know, don't we have a potion person now? Yeah, we do. We have, Seraphina Nightshade, the wood elf. She opened an herb shop named Mandrake. And mortar, and she brews potions and salves. we gotta take to Ratma first, and then maybe there.
I think we start screaming as soon as we get to Mindford, is my opinion.
Oh God, help!
As you get to town, you notice there is a new building that it's got a big horseshoe sign, and you see a number of of animals in pens.
I'm not going to lie. I was really hoping it was like a St. Jude's or something.
That would have been better for our current situation. Yeah. But I'm just happy that Grimshaw is settling in.
Could we make a children's hospital?
I think we're going to have to.
I think we're going to have to.
I think that's going to be.
We're going to get sued by that show.
But you see like draft horses and donkeys.
Oh, hell yeah.
But they got horses on draft? Sick.
And then there's one like pen that it's like fully enclosed, and you'd have to like go over to like take a little bit of a closer look and see what's inside.
Definitely. That sounds like a Jennifer needs to take a note on that so we don't kill this kid.
Yeah.
You guys go ahead. I'll just try to look in this hole. I'll be there in a second. You don't need all of us to escort him in there. I did my part already. I pretended to be his damn mom.
Roar, can you go to Phalia and tell her to meet us at the fucking goblin pit?
Yeah.
Phalia?
Is that who the...
That's his mom.
Oh, who's the potion lady?
The potion lady is Seraphina Nightshade.
I was way off.
I go to Seraphina Nightshade.
And I go and look in the bin. See what's in there. Michael, I thought you were going to say there are humans in the bin.
Why didn't Jesus.
their shoes.
I guess we're like EMT wheeling this kid into the goblin pit then? Or?
Well, yeah, Michael, what does he look like?
Yeah, how sickly is he right now?
He looks like grayish.
Oh, man.
And his eyes look dull.
Oh, this is bad.
What color did he look like before, though?
Pink.
No, that's different.
Yeah, he looks bad. You don't think he's going to die in the next 2 minutes, but good.
Okay, well, that's good at least.
All right, you burst into the goblin pit, and Ratman's like, what is this?
Yes.
Oh, shit, that kid looks like he's going to die.
Approximately 12-year-old.
Yeah, Felden here is... gonna join our little community. Say hi.
Hello.
He might have some sort of disease.
Oh no, fish.
He's definitely got a disease.
Oh, her fish so good.
Oh, wait, is he contagious?
Do we feel so good, Michael?
Yeah, how do we feel?
Oh no, he's COVID.
Well, I'm not there because I'm.
We were there.
No, I'm drawn to the pin. I'm just right. I'm not here with Ratmer right now because I have gone to explore.
You feel totally fine until you have that thought, and then like you get a little tickle in the back of your throat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Let's cut from there and go to Seraphina Nightshade.
Yes.
You go to, you get to the hut. It's all covered in moss.
I put some in my mouth and try to breathe through it. Do I breathe through it well?
Yeah, it feels great. It's like the air tastes delicious.
I don't know what this kid was like complaining about. This is great.
Yeah, you're like vaping the moss.
The fuck? I put moss in my bag. I'm gonna put more in this kid's mouth. He just doesn't know what he needs.
Jesus.
And there's a woman inside busying herself about some bottles and herbs and such.
I knock on the door frantically.
Hello.
Seraphina Nightshade.
Oh, it's me, Seraphina Nightshade. Yes, it's me. Hello.
We need your help. There's a young child, and he's so sick.
Oh, no. Have you given him any vitamins?
I put moss in his mouth, and we gave him something. What was it? Oh, we gave him a little extra pressure on this one point in his body to make him sleep more. An induced coma, so to speak.
What is his symptoms?
He coughs.
Hmm.
And he is not long for this world, we fear.
I've got just the thing. Hold on.
And she mixes up stuff. You see her put a lot of moss into a vial, and she's...
Okay, thank you. I put it in his mouth so that he would stop coughing, and then everyone was telling me that I was the reason why he was suffocating.
She hands you a small potion bottle, and goes, "You almost certainly saved his life."
Thank you. Do you want to come with us just to make sure maybe you should see him? Because I'm not a great first-hand account. I mean, I barely saw this kid.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a lot, and my voice is...
You need help?
It's pretty close to I'm trying to move it away from Thaldon's.
Honestly, this is more interesting than what I'm currently...
But it was pretty close when we started. So I don't think I should go over there.
Okay. Oh, that's fair. What if you went over there, you could be completely nonverbal. You write everything. I will read it for you.
I'm right. I'm just a couple houses down if you need me. Come back.
Perfect. Yeah, I will run right over here.
Okay.
And then I run back and I run into the goblin. Oh, wait, no, we need you to come to the goblin pit. That's what it was. I'm so sorry. I'm not here for a potion. We actually need you to come to the goblin pit. You have to come with me. You can't. I don't care what you're in the middle of. You have to come with me.
Okay. If you need me that much, I suppose I can come.
I'll carry you.
I can walk.
Oh, thank God. I'm not strong. That was really an empty promise, but I would do the best that I could.
Okay, so she's coming with you.
Okay.
Celine, you're peering in this strange thing.
I am.
It's dark in there, and you can't see. Roll perception.
I got a 16.
You look in, it seems that there's a fair number of cobwebs in this place, but it seems empty at first. And then you realize, you look up, and you see a spider. A huge spider clinging to the ceiling of this encampment, and it has a saddle on its back.
What the hell? Wow! Now that's creative, huh? I'm gonna have to talk to him about that.
Does it have horseshoes stapled?
Yeah, does it have fucked up?
Yeah, it's got little boots. It's got little boots on.
It's got like stiletto boots on. She's looking so fly. So that's it? Just like a spider in there?
Big ass spider.
We're all in emergency mode and Celine's like, whoa, cool.
Yeah, actually, so that's literally like I wander into the goblin pit and Grimshaw's got a damn spider in there. With a saddle on his back.
A little busy.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Hey, Ratba.
Yeah.
I assume you might know who we can go to fix this kid, right?
You want
to
fix this kid?
I mean, yeah.
Of course we do.
Well,
come on.
Yeah, because otherwise, gonna, you know.
I mean, isn't it kind of a waste of time?
Grandma!
He's a kid, and his mom's in jail. It's not his fault. Like, he doesn't have anywhere to go, and I don't know, I feel bad for him. And also, I...
kind of
lied to his face earlier, but I pretended... Okay, listen. Yes, I did pretend to be his mom earlier, so I might have a little extra guilt laying on my heart right now. I mean, I just... gotta be able to do something for him, right? Someone's gotta know.
Yeah, you're gonna... Oh, boy. I think you're gonna have to go to, like, a bigger city, maybe. Like,
We don't have time for that.
No.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Does he have time for that? Like, where is even a bigger city?
I mean, there's...
Yeah, I kind of need to stay underground, both figuratively and literally.
I don't know where we are.
There's that Drow city. You go there, I guess. I don't know. And then he starts coughing like crazy. He says, and He holds up a little tissue to his mouth and he coughs into it and it comes away and you see blood.
No! He's got the consumption!
He has fucking tuberculosis.
He's got the consumption! He needs sea air. He has to go. He needs fresh sea air.
Yeah, we take him to the bluffs.
And you're like, oh god, is this it? Is he gonna go? Is this it?
Well, what about Rorik's potion?
Yeah, Rorik, you've got a potion.
I come in with a potion. I hear him coughing and I throw it down his throat.
You try, you get over there and you try to give it to him. He's just coughing. And he's like, you know, struggling with you. And he's like flailing his arms. And then he just goes limp.
Well.
And then all the candles and the fire in the fireplace and the torches all get really bright suddenly. And Thaldon, he... sits up in his bed and he grabs Celine's wrist and he looks at you and there's like you it seems like he's staring through you. He goes, I have a grave warning. Your family is in peril. And then he passes out and he seems to still be alive.
Okay.
What in the fuck? What the fuck?
He passes away.
Should I bash him? Like, is he a demon now?
And that's where we'll end.
Wow. Damn.
Well, as you all know, I've been waiting to get my revenge for 8 years, so we will not be going here, Emily. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Michael, if there's a zany wizard or some bullshit, that'll be fine.
There'll be a zany wizard. You just wait. You
know, oh, there's gonna be some waka waka. Hey guys, I'm here. Lubba dubba dub dub.
I have a bit that's been in my brain for years. That, you know, if y'all have some place you can use this, go for it.
Okay.
Where it's like there's always like somebody who doesn't want anybody to know they're sick, so they cough into the handkerchief and there's blood.
Yeah.
You got somebody who doesn't want everybody to know that he ate too much, and he coughs into a handkerchief and it's just cheese.
Gross.
that's fine. Like it took that. Me a second. I decided. I ran it through the old works. I was like, I like that. I like that. That's good shit. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming to twitch.tv/geeklyinc. Every single Tuesday and only on Tuesday we stream. And fucking, you have a chance to win some Die Hard Dice. Right now it's #Friday in the chat to win dice. And you can go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. You get 15% off your entire fucking order. And we get a kissy in the back end. Hell yeah.
Mm.
We even have special Greetings Adventurers dice. They're called Dracona Arita. Google it. Buy them. They roll good.
They're so cool.
They only roll 20s as fuck.
They roll the best.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mine roll well. Mine this time?
Mine has started to roll good, but...
Oh, mine this time just rolled the 4, so... I should put in my little dice jail.
Sometimes you buy the DM version, sometimes you buy the PC version, and you're not entirely sure
which one you get, yeah.
Yeah.
If they don't roll good, give them to your DM.
Give them to DM.
That's right.
So true. That's the best time.
I saw a video I need to send to Jennifer about that. Congratulations to Only I Furnace for winning the beautiful dice.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, hey, they won in 2022.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
I saw a click hole. This is J.K. Rowling has revealed that Ron Weasley became patient zero for coronavirus after messing up a spell where he tried to turn a bat into a larger bat he could have sex with.
That's good. She still got it. I'll tell you what.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming and hanging out with us on Tuesday night, like every Tuesday. Friday. twitch.tv/geeklyinc. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter or X at geeklyinc or at @DnDpodcast. We're also on Instagram at greetingsadventurers. I'm at thriftynerd.
Hello, I am at Tim Lanning on all the various sites. There is a link tree there where you can click on all my various things. Do you like Naruto? We just got some really great episodes. Naruto Revuto is really good. Check it out.
You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Blue Sky, I think at the same thing, or maybe at the Nika Howard, or maybe just at Nika Howard. I can't remember which one I got on Blue Sky. But I have it linked in my link tree, so go there and find everything and follow every goddamn link that's in there. Because
fucking checkbook.
One of them is 50% off.
Oh, for how long?
Till the end of the month.
Shit.
Yeah.
You better get in there.
Yeah, it's like $10.
That's a steal. The month just started.
It is. It really is.
We should be paying you for that.
I'm for real.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Awesome. Well, until next week, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Sorry, I saw another one. SeaWorld has realized people will be mad at it no matter what it does, so it's just going to see how fat it can make a dolphin before it goes bankrupt.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.